Let's get somebody on the line. Let's go to line number two. Sorry, I'm such a mess. I don't even have my phone screen up. Hey, good morning. Who's this?
This is Scott.
Hey, Scott. Good morning, man. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Cool, man. All right. Well, would you like to take part in one of the toughest games ever that has been on the air in radio? It's the toughest game ever. It's called it's called Smart Alex.
Yes, I would love to.
Okay. Do you have kids that you hope you can take to the Children's Museum if you win these?
I'm actually dropping off my kids at daycare and school right now, so
Perfect.
Yes, I do.
All right, well, then I hope you win these right here, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, Alex, the way this works is I'm going to give you questions and about subjects that you probably know nothing about. That's the whole idea. We're going to see how smart Alex. It's not going to be like, hey, how many boyfriends has Taylor Swift had? You're like, oh, I know that one, 27. Like, dang, instantly correct.
No, I have a feeling you're going to make this tough on me.
All right,
so yes. So he has to guess what? He has to guess if I'm going to get it right or not, or what?
Yeah. That's actually, no, I'll make it even really easy for him. I'm just going to let him sit on hold. If you can, you want to do that, or do you want him to actually have to guess?
I don't know. You tell me. This is your game.
All right. For Smart Alex, what we'll do today is I'm going to have him guess if you get it right or wrong. So
okay.
I'll throw the question out there, and then he'll guess, okay?
Right.
Here we go, Alex. Here's your first question. What is the Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck's number? Do you think Alex will get that right or wrong? I'm going to give her some options. Do you think Alex will get that right, or will she get that number wrong?
I think she'll get it right.
Okay, Alex, is Andrew Luck's football number A-12, B-7, or C-8?
Okay, I really don't know, but his last name is Luck, and so maybe, to be funny, he chose number 7 to be lucky number 7. So I'm going to guess 7. No?
No, it's okay. We'll keep on going here. You still got some more questions here.
What was the right answer?
The right number was 12.
Dang it.
Lucky number. See, I thought you were going to guess like 13 or something like that, because that's really close to it. But lucky number 7.
That would be funny, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Andrew Luck, obviously. It should be number 7, right? Or 777.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely at a casino. All right, Alex, don't fret. We got some more here. Are you ready for your next question? Hey, no talking in the back room, Scott.
Can't talk to your kids, Scott.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
No, I'm just kidding. You tell me you love them. All right, here we go. Next question. Alex, you should know this one.
Okay.
What is Nickelback's lead singer's name? Do you think Alex will get this right or wrong? We're playing Smart Alex. She calls Nickelback music butt rock, by the way.
She'll get it right.
Alex, is it Bob Ritchie? Is it Bob Ritchie, Wes Scantlin, or Chad Kroeger?
Chad Kroeger.
That is correct.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Woo. Man, I love you some Nickelback. We should play some music this morning. Wouldn't that be nice?
Nope.
All right. Smart Alex continuing. Next question. Alex, listen to this question, then we'll have Scott guess if you'll get it right or wrong. What state produces the most potatoes? Is it A, Indiana, B, Idaho, C, Nebraska? Do you think Alex will get that right or wrong? What state produces the most potatoes?
I would hope that you get that right.
Alex, what is it?
I hope it's Idaho.
Idaho?
Yeah.
Idaho!
Okay,
yes!
Good.
All right.
I was nervous it was going to be Indiana. It was going to be like a gotcha question.
All right, you're doing really good. Let's keep on going, Scott. Let's see what Alex does here for Smart Alex. Who discovered electricity? Do you think Alex knows the correct answer to who discovered electricity?
No offense, but I don't think she does.
Okay, you're going to say no. Alex, was it Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, or Thomas Jefferson? Who discovered electricity?
I think it was Benjamin Franklin.
That is right. It's all right, Scott. You're still in this, but that was a wrong prediction. You got to have faith in Alex.
How many does he have to get right?
It comes down to this next one.
Oh, okay.
Come on, Alex.
No, it's not me. It's you. You got to guess correctly. Come on, Scott.
Yeah, here we go. All right, do you think Alex will get this right, Scott? How many bones does the adult human body have? Do you think Alex will get that right? How many bones does the adult human body have?
I don't even know that, so I'm going to say no.
Okay, Alex. 180.
Oh, boy.
72. Or C, 206.
I'm going to say A, the 101.
180?
Yeah.
And what did you say, Scott? You said she'd get it right or wrong.
I said she'd get it wrong.
Well, good for you, because that's wrong!
Oh, good. Oh, good.
I'd like to have some good bone jokes up in here.
Is the correct answer the 201?
Yeah. This is crazy. 206. We actually have 270 bones at birth, but the number decreases by 206 by adulthood. Some of our bones fuse together. They connect. And
that's
they kind of form
weird.
One bone.
Where do they go?
I don't know.
I had never heard that before.
And if you're a man, you have 207 bones.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
It's factual. Kids, ask your science teachers. Men have one extra bone. It's true. All right, Scott, tell your kids that one. Hey, congratulations. You're getting yourself a pair of tickets to the Children's Museum. Hang on the line, and we'll get all of your information.